This is Brian Cambria with news for the KVNF listening area, Tuesday, February 5th, 2013. Yesterday, Delta County Commissioners passed an ordinance banning commercial marijuana enterprises in the unincorporated areas of the county. Amendment 64, which legalizes recreational marijuana in Colorado, allows counties to opt out of some provisions. A small group attended the commissioners' regular meeting to discuss the issue. KVNS Marty Derlin has the story.
Some had already made their views known 2 weeks earlier, urging commissioners to change or at least delay the ordinance until the state has enacted regulatory policy. But commissioners dismissed the complaints and, without citizen comment, unanimously voted to pass the ordinance as written.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
Afterward, people upset with the action clogged the hallway outside the meeting room. Lamborn Mesa farmer Jer Lowe was particularly frustrated. Earlier, he had complained about the condition of the county road leading to his farm and about the continued delay of getting a hazardous waste facility in the county. Commissioner Bruce Hovde told him both were due to the county's lack of money. Jer Lowe.
Yet they want to turn down a revenue source here. That seems completely out of whack. There's another thing that they're probably not realizing is that there will be enormous legal dispensaries on the Front Range feeding millions of Coloradans and tourists their marijuana at the retail level. We as farmers out here in the rural area of Delta County want to feed that market with our world-famous North Fork product. As far as the unincorporated parts of Delta County are concerned, I don't think we're really interested in seeing pot shops pop up. We're more interested in the commercial agriculture production. And then there's also a model for tourism that would be similar to wineries and tasting rooms that could come available to us out here. Every citizen can grow in their yards right now anyhow. This is of no benefit to Delta County to cut the farmers out of the deal.
Lowe says commercial marijuana production would be a win-win situation for everyone, with tax revenues for governments and employment opportunities for residents. Delta County will allow hemp cultivation, but in the buzzing hallway, that was viewed as a Republican conspiracy.
What's going on right now is the Republicans are wanting to heavily promote hemp farming, so the pollen will go in the air and you cannot grow outdoors.
That's right.
Marijuana activists aren't through yet. Lowe says they're forming a political action committee to work on several fronts.
We will come back one more time to the commissioners and try to get them to work with us on reasonable regulatory framework for Delta County as the amendment allows. And if they refuse to do that, we'll start a recall effort on one path. And then we're not allowed to put forth a ordinance to the voters until next year on this issue. That's written in 64. But then we'll write our own regulatory framework the way we want it, and we'll get it passed by the voters.
In the meantime, Delta County's ordinance went into effect immediately. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
And as we heard earlier on Morning Edition, today at 3 p.m. Mountain Time, U.S. Representatives Earl Blumenauer, a Democrat from Oregon, and Jared Polis, a Democrat from Colorado, will hold a press teleconference to introduce two pieces of legislation that would reform federal marijuana policy. Representative Polis's bill would end federal marijuana prohibition and let states decide their own marijuana policies without the threat of federal interference. And it would set up a regulatory process, similar to the one for alcohol, for states that decide to make marijuana legal for adults. Representative Blumenauer's bill would tax marijuana at the federal level. State senators took the unusual move of voting to take away a portion of state money from the Colorado Energy Office for the rest of the fiscal year. As Benta Berkland reports, the move follows a scathing audit, which showed the Energy Office mismanaged millions of dollars.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, including Republican Senator Kevin Lemberg of Berthoud, say the goal is to send a strong message to the Colorado Energy Office that things need to change.
What occurred in the governor's energy office over the last several years is completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. This is a huge issue.
Lawmakers are responding to an audit that said the Energy Office failed to account for about $250 million. The audit also criticized the Energy Office for not following a budget or accounting for contracts and whether programs met goals. In one instance, the Energy Office even paid $1,500 for an ex-employee to attend a training after the person had been fired. Democratic Joint Budget Committee member Pat Stedman of Denver proposed cutting a quarter of the office's state funding for the next several months.
And they could come back and ask us for another supplemental to restore the money that was cut, but they better come back showing us some real progress on getting their house in order. They're going to have some splaining to do.
Republicans in the Senate unsuccessfully tried to push through even deeper cuts to the office. And this isn't the first time the Energy Office has been a point of controversy. Last year, lawmakers passed a bill to change the office's mission to include promoting traditional forms of energy, such as oil and gas, alongside wind and solar. That move caused some concerns among the conservation community. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The debate over gun violence and gun control is everywhere today. For a different way to look at it, check out something called Sounds of the High Country, a collaboration between Paonia-based High Country News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio affiliate KDNK. This week, KDNK's Nelson Harvey talks to High Country News senior editor Jonathan Thompson about his story on how Westerners feel about gun control. You can find that interview at kvnf.org. And now here's another edition of Western Slope Skies, brought to you by KVNF and the Black Canyon Astronomical Society.
The term light pollution refers to excessive and glaring artificial lighting, especially light that is scattered above the horizon. This is a very serious problem for astronomers because it can prevent them from seeing objects in space. Light pollution also can impact day-night cycles of animals and may be linked to certain health problems. Reducing light pollution helps preserve our starry night skies and can also reduce energy costs. Globe at Night is a light pollution awareness program that has been ongoing since 2006. The program is managed by the University Corporation for Atmospheric Research and Colorado State University. This program relies on ordinary people, not necessarily astronomers, to view and report on the brightness of stars that they see from their location on certain nights of the year. There are 5 sessions planned for 2013. The next one is March 3rd through the 12th. The program consists of 4 simple steps. 1. Find your latitude and longitude. 2. Find Orion or Leo between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. 3. Match the number of stars that you can see with the charts provided on the web. 4. Report your observation. All of the links needed to follow the instructions can be found on the KVNF website. Select Programs, Short Features, and click Western Slope Skies. During the last 7 years, people in 115 countries contributed over 83,000 measurements during the campaigns, making Globe at Night the most successful light pollution awareness campaign to date. Packets for teachers and families are available at globeatnight.org. You can also find information about how students can become Dark Skies Rangers, a program sponsored by the National Optical Astronomy Observatory. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Brian Cashin.
Thus concludes this morning's newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria.